The Council of Europe Committee of Experts, COMEX as it's known, will issue its sixth report on the UK government's compliance with the European Charter on regional or minority languages today. And one of the groups that has argued to COMEX the UK isn't doing enough for the Irish language is Conra na Gaeilge, and their advocacy manager, their Bainisteoir of Cuideachta, is Cruthair Ó Muadaigh, who's on the line. Cruthair Ó Muadaigh, talk to us about this European Charter on regional or minority languages. This was signed by the UK, was it, as part of the Good Friday Agreement? What does it oblige them to do?
Well, it's the European Charter for regional minority languages. It is a significance in the sense that there was commitments to the Irish language in the Good Friday Agreement. Following those commitments, the British government ratified the European Charter for regional minority languages in 2001. And what we see here today is this sixth report on the implementation of the European Charter. And what we find, we were one of several groups that met with the Committee of Experts back in February 2024. And what we see here today are robust recommendations for immediate action on the Irish language. And that includes an Irish language commissioner, legislation, strategy, and resources and teachers for Irish medium education. So what we find is that the commitment made in the Good Friday Agreement around resolute action for the sixth report, that remains unfulfilled.
Those language commissioners for Irish and I think Scots Gaelic, they haven't been appointed by the Northern Ireland Executive yet, have they?
They haven't, and that was a core component of the New Decade, New Approach Agreement back in 2020, and then that legislation was introduced by the British government. So we would imagine by now that you would see the beginning of the appointment process and indeed the recruitment of a commissioner, and we haven't seen anything of such. And for example, we have an Irish language strategy that was in law from 2006. And indeed, we are yet to see any progress on an Irish language strategy. So you're seeing, for example, at across multiple levels of government where the Irish language isn't being progressed. And even in the sense that that filters down to our local councils, where you see unnecessary thresholds where people are looking for street signage in their own street and they're being prohibited in that.
And indeed, and if the, I mean, this is the sixth report coming today, isn't it, from COMEX? So if their previous recommendations were in place, would we have, for instance, seen the row about multilingual signage at the new central train station?
Correct. I think all of this today, what you see is the sixth report, has been compounded by the exclusion by the executive of the Irish language commitments from the draft programme for government. And I've seen which makes a marker of the progress made to date and that highlights the immediate need for the likes of a commissioner and strategy. And for example, that makes it possible for a £400 million transport hub newly opened in Belfast, and it opens up with English-only signage. So you have a place where you have a new building that is a transport hub that is much needed in Belfast, but you have the department and the TransLink, the public authority that is responsible for that, opening up a new transport hub in English-only signage in 2024.
I believe
that's
there
not
are
what was meant
some
by
welcome,
resolute action.
Yeah, I think there are some welcome. I haven't been there yet, but I believe there are some welcome signs in different languages.
There are welcome signs in nine languages, including Irish, but that's not what is expected in terms of when you look at the European Charter and the obligations that are on public authorities and departments.
So, Cruthair Ó Muadaigh, Cadbh wath leat anois, gnéan for Rialtas in UK or Son na Gaeilge?
Well, we're asking for political parties here, particularly in the North and who are part of the executive, and indeed the British government, is to ensure that those political agreements that have been agreed, that they are implemented. So we need tangible action. We need to see the beginning, the appointment process for a commissioner. We need to see the Irish language strategy developed. And indeed, many of the other recommendations within this report, we need to see them finally implemented.
Cruthair Ó Muadaigh, Bainisteoir of Cuideachta, Advocacy Manager with Conra na Gaeilge. Thank you.